Have you all been paying attention to what's going on in this world? Okay, I'm joking, right? Because we all, you can't miss it. I mean, unless you're dead. You can't miss it. Unless you're blind, deaf, and dumb. And Jesus has got a cure for that. You can't miss what's going on. I keep hearing, and this is how the Holy Spirit works. Look, I've been sharing for a while. The Lord has been prepping me for a long time to deliver this series. I'm going to do this series on Are You Ready until the end of August. And I keep hearing other pastors, teachers, ministers, I keep hearing about this. We're all, I'm not looking for anybody, but I keep hearing that the track that we're on, all of us are on, is right on down the line, the same. God is getting his church warned and prepared for these times, these last days. And if the church doesn't wake up, and I'm going to tell you that some of the church is not going to wake up. There is a stupor, has been, in the church and among the church. I'm saying the church, everybody that names the name of Jesus Christ or think they might be a believer. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. So right now, I believe that this stupor is a spirit. And in the name of Jesus, in this church, I bind the spirit of stupor. And I command you, leave. You will not habitate here among this church, these people, in any way, shape, or form, in Jesus' name. Now scat! This stupor is a real thing. It's a part of the necessity of calling the church to wake up. This really, in a lot of ways, is a demonic overflow from the world. We must not allow what's happening in the world in any way to affect us. Do you understand how important this is? Things are getting better now. They are. The stock market is almost back exactly where it was before the corona crisis. That's a part of how the financial and economic health of our country is measured. Do you know the jobs report is getting better and better, even in spite of all the losses and all the businesses that crashed and burned? Do you understand that things are getting better again? I've been telling you to expect this. Part of what's going to happen is be this lulled into this false sense of security, because it's going to continue to get better and look better and feel better. Understand that if you feel like in this church you need to wear a mask or want to wear a mask, please feel free to do it. I don't require anybody to wear one or not wear one. All right? But if you feel like you need to, please know that you are as much a part of this church, you're a part of this body, as everybody else. If you need to social distance, you feel like that, you feel more comfortable, we have an overflow room where everything's piped in, video and sound. Feel free to make use of it, okay? There's no condemnation for any of this. But know this, that I will not shut this church down. No more, okay? I won't do it. We acquiesced for a time. I'm not doing it anymore. That is my moral choice in the midst of all of this. So if you're comfortable to come, great, come on. If you're not comfortable to come, it's okay. We're on a podcast. But I'm not shutting down. I read the news. I read the headers of the news and stay on top of things as much as possible without delving into the the garbage. And there's a lot of garbage, which you all know. I read a lot of times the business news. You can't get the real news from the U.S. or American news corporations. You can't get it. You have to go outside of the country to get the real stuff, okay? But for facts and figures, I go to the business news because you get the facts. You don't get all the lies intermingled and opinions and accusations and nastiness and the blatant foulness that is in there. And in the business news is where I get about the economy and about the jobs reports and about the measurement of how the economic health of our country is and all these things. I also want to tell you that there's some other things that are going on. If you've been listening to the podcast or heard the messages I spoke about being prepared a couple of weeks ago and how we prepare, and it wasn't exhaustive. You can only do so much in 40 minutes. It's not an exhaustive message. But we need to be led by the Holy Spirit in thinking about how we prepare during this good time. Because it's a good time. It's going to get better for a while. How do we prepare for the next go-round, which will be a lot worse? How do we do that? We need to understand these things. Warren Buffett, in the business news, has left most of his banking, dealing with the bank's investments, and gone over to investments in gold. What do you think he's thinking? Yeah. President Trump announced peace. Here's another one, between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. They signed a treaty. Now, Jordan, Egypt, and the UAE all now have a treaty with Israel. You know what a big deal this is? Well, what a huge deal this is. This is the beginnings of the breaking down of all the animosity for a time between Islam and Israel. Last couple of things as an FYI in this being prepared. The Federal Reserve, if you don't know what the Federal Reserve is, I'm going to let you look it up. The Fed has determined, the head of the Fed has determined that we need a full economic shutdown for 6 weeks in order to completely eliminate corona. Who is this guy? Coronavirus. But that's what he's determined, and he's proclaiming that. And also, the Fed is working with MIT. Now, this has been going on for some time. With MIT in the how to implement electronic currency. Okay? This has been going on for years. This is not a new thing, but they're reporting it like a new thing. Cryptocurrency is, I mean, consider it done. Because it's really ready to go. All of these things are parts and pieces of what we're in. We're in the last days, the last minutes of the last days. Who in the world ever thought we would really get there in our lifetime? Oh, yeah, we're in the last days. But we really are. We're there. Yes. And this is the wake-up call because the church has been so sedentary and so unprepared. So it's been 2,000 years, for Pete's sake. Now, the Lord said that this is the way things would be. So he's, through many pastors and many teachers, and don't misunderstand me, there's some real wackos out there. All right, please test everything you listen to, everything you read. Test it all. Please test it according to the Word and the Holy Spirit. But so many are teaching and preparing the church for these next steps that we must take. We will take, whether we like it or not. All right? So when we think about what's going on today, the reality and the statement, this is the statement that really comes to me, everybody has lost their mind. They've just flat lost their minds. All of them. How can you even think that all these things that are going on are they okay, and they're, you know, it's a speed bump, or it's those that think that this is okay, it's a part of the natural transition of our country. Our country is being reformed, and it will continue. It will never be the same. I'm sorry to deflate your bubble. We are the church. We have a purpose. We are here for a reason. God has chosen us, elected us to be here during these times, because we have a purpose for his kingdom in the midst of these times, and we have got to get ready. We have to recognize these things. It will never be the same. People have lost their minds. They really have. It's true. When you think about it, it is absolutely true. Why? Does anybody else ask this question? Why don't they see what I see? Who said that besides me? How come they don't see it? What's wrong? The title of the message today is called Progressive Delusion. Progressive Delusion. And I want to explain why, because we need to understand why the people around us do not see what we see and why we see what we see. The series title is Are You Ready? And again, this is to get us ready. All right? Go through these times. Go through the good. And to be able to go through in victory, in the grace of God, through the next thing. Would you turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 24? Turn or flip or click. Matthew chapter 24. And as I read this, I'm going to buzz some of it for time's sake. I encourage you to read Matthew chapters 24 and 25. The bulk of this series comes from here. At least the outline does. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, verse 3, I'll read this part. And what will be the sign of your coming, Jesus, and of the end of the age? Verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you. There are many that are going to be deceived in the church. Amen. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. So there are false messiahs, false anointed, false saviors. He's speaking of last days. He's not speaking of the times leading up. He's speaking of now. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation or ethnic group will rise against ethnic group, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and pestilences or diseases and earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. Verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation. Now, when the Lord is speaking about delivering us up to tribulation, he's speaking about during these times, there's an extreme pressure put on the people of God. A pressure, a conformity, a you must go the way we're going, and oppression to follow what's going on. That's specifically, I'm going to combine the Greek and the context in this, okay? And you will be hated, and they will kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. You understand that Christianity, or disciples of Jesus Christ, will become the enemy of the world. Overtly. Now, please understand I'm telling you this because I love you and I care about you all and I want you to live through flourishing. All right? But we must be aware of these things. Verse 10, And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Now what he's speaking about is in reference to, and I won't go there right now, but is reference to those who are kind of loosely connected with the church. Those will be offended. They will be offended. They will have a really difficult time. Those who do not know the word, those who really aren't walking with the Lord but consider themselves Christians. That's why I don't even like that term anymore. They're not really true disciples, but they will become offended. We will be a stumbling block to them. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound or be excessive, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. That means perseveres through these times in this awareness and preparedness and kingdom mentality and eyes on eternity and living for Jesus as a disciple and not falling away, not giving up, not walking away and saying, I'm not going to do this anymore. He who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end, the return of Jesus Christ, will come. Okay, would you flip over, please, to 2 Thessalonians? I want you to hear what Paul says. Greatest grace preacher next to Jesus, at least as far as numbers of letters written in the Word, theologian, baptized in the Holy Spirit, full understanding, or as full as we can get, of the grace of God to us, the power of God, ability of God, the reality of salvation, and understanding what we would face. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I know this is a lot of reading today, but I'm going to read this through. Verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness, which Jesus spoke about, is already at work. Now, when he says the mystery of lawlessness, you may have King James, you may have the Amplified, whatever Bible you have, it is the mystery of iniquity. It is actually the secret things or the hidden things of evil. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, when he speaks about the lawless one comes with all power, signs, and lying wonders, you might have the picture in your mind of a lot of supernatural aspects that are just so blatantly evil. It's like the devil coming and standing face to face with you in a red suit. Everything that the enemy does is subterfuge. It's underlying. It's beneath the surface. It's meant to, it's camouflaged. So let me give you this to think about. And I'm only going to give you things to think about today. But in this progressive delusion, I want you to see why people have lost their minds. When you take the super expansion of technology and what technology is able to do now, It's a wonder. It's a sign. In this day and age, supercomputers that are incredible, the way that we're already being tracked, all of us. I don't care. Unless you're living off the grid, you're being tracked. It goes on and on and on. The power, it is a supernatural power behind a lot of this, driving a lot of it. So I want you to think beyond the overt displays of the demonic and into what's happening today in only this facet, the technology being presented to the world. And with all, let me finish the verse, verse 10, and with all unrighteous deception through a lot of the technology among those who perish because they did not receive, and in the Greek it means they would not. It's like, I will not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me God's going to send something evil to keep them from being born again? No. That is not what that means. It means, in the same way that Romans chapter 1 says that God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things that were not fitting, that were evil. The same thing. God gives, or actually I should, let me rewind. God does not stand in the way of someone's will to want evil versus the truth, versus him. He will not force his will on somebody when they want something else. Okay? Clear? I've got to go on. I can't dive into this the way I want to, but I want you to understand. You study it out. For this reason, God, verse 11, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, which they want, that they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, what you're seeing today, when you think, like me, why don't they see what I see? Have they lost their minds? Yes, they have. This is real. We have to understand that they have lost their minds by choice. Now, the reason this is called progressive delusion is, progressive means step by step. It's in stages, and we progress. And those that, well, let's just say, those that are making boundaries in cities and destroying and rioting because they can, or those that are saying, hey, you got to wear a mask in a Zoom meeting in your house, or those that are saying you got to wear a mask in church, but you don't have to wear it in a protest. Or, and it goes on and on and on, and all these areas. Those that want the Green New Deal, those that want socialism, those that want communism are called and call themselves progressive. And that is progressiveness. And they are choosing to believe the lie and have pleasure in unrighteousness. Therefore, what they get to have because they want it is a delusion. And when we look at their lives or their thoughts, they the delusion has become their reality. It's not true. That's why it doesn't make any sense to us, because it's not rational. It's not founded on anything rational. Delusion, the definition of delusion, let me give you the Greek in this context, in this particular passage. Delusion his mental straying, going off mentally, into error relative to morals or religion, and revealing itself in the action of a person. Want me to read that again? It's the mental straying, this is what a delusion is, by the Greek, into error relative to morals, which we see all over the place, and religion, revealing itself in the actions of a person. So you have progressive delusion. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That's why it's so hard for us to understand what's going on with them. They have embraced the lie, and it has become a delusion that they are willfully being a part of because they have pleasure in unrighteousness. This is a choice. That's exactly what this is. That's why it doesn't make sense to us to see the things that are going on. But it's progressive delusion that is taking place. I want to cover these three points real quick. Progressive delusion is, and I'm going to break this down like this, is really about the mystery of lawlessness, the hidden things or the secrets of evil, and false Christ and false prophets. This is how they, we, the world got there. The mystery of lawlessness or iniquity or evil working through false Christ and false prophets. And let me give you this. False Christ, I think that we have a tendency to think that somebody's going to pull open their shirt one day and say, I'm the Messiah. And they will. That will happen, a false Messiah, the Antichrist. But there are, when Jesus said there are, and I'm going back to Matthew chapter 24, when Jesus said there are many false Christs who will come in my name, many who are anointed to be a savior to the world. Let me give you an example. And he, now again, he's speaking about right now. He's not speaking about then, he's speaking about now. You all, many of you saw the video with Pastor Danny. Okay. Let's take Bill Gates and the Billionaire Club that are determining to bring the world under this new world order, which is real. This is not a made-up conspiracy theory. This is a real thing. You could call the message of Bill Gates and the fact that he wants to save the world, you could call him a false Christ.
Amen.
There are many people that are being swayed and brought under that. This is progressive delusion. Bill Gates and the Billionaire Club, and this is just an example, okay, are working as anointed saviors to bring in the new world order. Now, the mystery of lawlessness or evil, iniquity, working through false prophets. A prophet is somebody that has a message, is a proclaimer. The mystery of lawlessness working works through the entertainment industry. You know, the entertainment, the movie industry has a huge prophetic message for our world, for our morals, for our direction, for what we are to believe, not believe, what we are to embrace, what not to embrace. Do you know that? Entertainment industry, the news media, all on the same page, the very few items, all same biases, all same stories, conditioning the world to live in that progressive delusion for everybody that buys into it. Let's take the fear that a lot of people were in when this manufactured coronavirus came out. This whole manufactured crisis. And there's still some fear out there, but a lot of it's dissipating. The news media. How about advertising? These are prophets with a message. They're false prophets, but they have a message. And they are presenting a message that is intended to bring people into this progressive delusion. The internet, social media, part of the social media oppression. Social media is, in a lot of ways, putting pressure on and oppressing. You know that conservatives are removed from social media a lot, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's a given. Do you think that's pressure and oppression?
Yes. Yes.
It's all part of what the prophets are putting out there that you need to believe and not believe. The censorship is a part of that. The faceless trolls on social media who determine who's good, who's bad, who they agree with, who they don't. They shame, slam, oppress, and put pressure on people to keep from speaking. That's a part of what the tribulation is. That's a part of it. Keep them quiet. Promote the progressive delusion. Even the teaching of evolution versus creation. All the immorality that we see, the violence that we see going on, not only physically, but in all the media. The rejection of God and the elevation of man. You would think that people could see that by rejecting God, this is what we have now. It's a mess. It's worse. We're fallen, boy. I mean, the U.S. is fallen. You would think they could see it, but they can't, because they are under a progressive delusion. They've lost their minds. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, don't turn there because I'm going to cover this real quick. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 and 41, Jesus said, he who receives you receives me. And then he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward. Let me explain this. A prophet, again, is a proclaimer of a message. Don't think this is just New Testament or Old Testament prophets. Again, it's anybody with a message or a platform to give that message. Can be true and it could be false, or it could be mixed. If it's mixed, it's false. A prophet is a proclaimer of a message that is either true or false. Again, it could be biblical. Old Testament, New Testament, could be biblical now, could be scriptural, could be prophetic now, could be good, really good, and it can be false. But the prophet's reward means, again, this is in the Greek and the context, those who listen, who hear, who believe a prophet, false or true, both share in the same penalty or the same blessing of whatever that message is. Both share in the same penalty. The false prophets, those under progressive delusion, get to share in the same penalty that that prophet gets. Those who listen to a true prophet or a godly prophet or the word or the prophetic and the word, the warnings and everything else that we have, get to reap the blessings of hearing, accepting, believing that prophet. Those who receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Now, Jesus is speaking specifically of the righteous. Jesus was the righteousness of God on this earth. As the Son of Man, Jesus was the righteous man. But there were other, let's take Old Testament, let's take Noah. Noah was a prophet, and he had a message. The only ones that were saved, that heard him, accepted, believed, and shared in the benefits of what his message was, were his family. Nobody else was saved. Everybody else was under a delusion. How about Abraham? I don't need to delve into this too deep. Abraham had a message. He believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. He believed God. Jesus, a prophet and a righteous man. Those of us that believe, hear, and accept Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, get to share in his inheritance, his reward, the blessings and the benefits of it, here and now and forever. People choose, please understand this, people choose what they hear, what they believe, and what they receive. I want to say to us, and I'm only talking in our little church, who are we hearing? I got convicted. As I'm studying out this message, and I've been studying these things out for a long time, I got convicted. Rosie and I try to screen everything that we watch and listen to. Is it perfect? No, I can't tell you that it is. Try to be. But we're real careful. But you know what? There's still some things filtering in. Do you know I realized that I had become desensitized to people sleeping together outside of marriage? On a movie. Like, huh? It hit me. It's immoral. But it's a message. It's a message that it's okay. It hit me like a wall. Now, and because it's filtered in science fiction, I love science fiction. I could bypass it. I could justify it. Wrong. Because what it's, God is a message, and I'm hearing that message. And as I hear, guess what? It goes in. Does it have an effect? I don't believe so. Could it? You are what you eat. The design of progressive delusion is the Antichrist spirit turning hearts to reject God again and elevate man. This started in Genesis 3 in the garden and has gone through every kingdom and every nation since then. The Antichrist spirit has been trying to take over the world since the very beginning. And now's the time. We're living in it. This is the real deal. The danger for us, Matthew 24:24 says, false Christ, Jesus said, false Christ will arise with signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Here's where the rubber meets the road. This progressive delusion that's, I mean, permeates everything around us, in advertising and media and everything, and the news, is all meant to deceive us. This is meant to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Those who call themselves, who name the name of Jesus as Lord. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, speaks about the great falling away of those in the church. Warning, warning. What the Lord and what Paul are speaking about is those who do not know the word. Can I impress on you how important it is for you and I to be in the Word? For ourselves. For ourselves. It is so important, because the ones that are not in the Word are the ones that are prime to fall into the progressive delusion. This is how we know the difference between the truth and progressive delusion. 1 John 4, verses 5 and 6. 1 John 4, verses 5 and 6 says, "They are of the world," speaking of those under this progressive delusion, "therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them." False Christ, false prophets, mystery of iniquity, the mystery of lawlessness. Verse 6, he says, "We are of God. He who knows God hears us." He's speaking about hears the word. "He who is not of God does not hear us." They cannot. "By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." This is how we recognize. This is for us. This is how we see and understand what's going on. Progressive delusion. I used to teach my Bible studies back in Vegas. I used to teach them about the cults. Vegas was loaded with cults. If you could have a cult on anything, it would be in Vegas. And I used to teach my Bible study about the cults, how to reach, how to minister to the people in the cults, whatever the cults were. Progressive delusion is the same as a cult. It's the same MO, the same operation. It's the same thing that's saturated with mental illness. This is what it is. That's why it doesn't make sense what they do. Why it is irrational according to, let's just say, common sense. What we know is common sense. Not even biblical principles, but proven common sense. Because it has the same working as a cult, religious cult, saturated with mental illness. That's how this works. So don't try to understand it. You never will. You're not part of them. Bottom line, we are at war. Not with people, but with the Antichrist spirit. What is happening in our country, really around the world, to a far greater degree than ever before, isn't Democrat versus Republican. It is not progressive versus conservative. It is not left against right, but it is evil against good. We know we have the victory. Don't we? But we have to walk in it. We have to live in it. And we have to understand how this progressive delusion takes place. And not be deceived ourselves. And understand how we reach them. We're at war. Now, we are warriors, not weenies. Okay? There's a lot of believers that act like a weenie. It's like, my gosh, you've got Jesus in you. You got the power of the Holy Ghost. You're full. You got the love of God. Go touch somebody. Speak to them. Rescue them. Pull them out of the flames of the fire and the delusion that they're in. Pray for them. Bind the devil before you speak to them. Command their ears to be opened in Jesus' name. You have authority. You do. You have authority. You have the same authority that I do. We can do this. The power of God wants to flow. To understand being in a war, we have a gentleman who's the head of our ushers here, Ron. And I want you to understand a little bit of what war is like. Because those that have not served, I didn't serve, I didn't have the opportunity. But I have the greatest respect for those who served. Because they understand war and the times that we're in. Ron went to Vietnam voluntarily. And he fought in the jungles against an unseen enemy. He led troops on patrol. He did it under command because he was told to do it. And he did it going through the jungles, not knowing who's around the next corner or the next bush, not knowing what booby traps were out there or anything else. And he led his men with courage and fear and a sense, this is my job. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do my best. And in his sense, he led his men successfully. He was wounded, but he kept going. And he came back victorious. This is our job. We have a command from our King to reach the lost, to bring the power of God into their lives. Yes, it's with a mix of courage and fear, but it is with the sense of the leading of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of the victory that we have and the power of God that is in us and with us. Because we are armed with the message of His love through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You mind if I take two more minutes? I'm sorry, I'm running late. Nope, can't do that. How to not be deceived and what to do in this time. As we go through the good time into the hard time. It starts with us. It doesn't start with them under the progressive delusion. It starts with us. If we need to do a house cleaning in our lives where false prophets and false Christs have had an inroad, then we need to do a house cleaning. We need to get rid of them. We need to cut them off. We need to repent. We need to change our thinking and clean up our lives. Number two, we must have a real, alive, and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Number three, we've got to get into the Word ourselves for us. Number four, we must identify as a soldier in the kingdom because we are. With His power and His ability, and arm ourselves with the gospel and His love and the gifts of the Holy Spirit to reach those who are living in progressive delusion. It's the only way things are going to change. Period. Would you stand with me, please? Prayer team, would you like to split on either side of me? Does anybody need prayer today for anything? I believe that the Holy Spirit's working mightily. Anybody need prayer? Does everybody know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Because if you don't, this message is for you. You can change your future right now today. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, it's time. It's time not to waste anymore. It's time to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. This is for you, for your benefit. Anybody want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit today? Anybody need prayer for anything else? Anything? Come on up. Anybody else? Anybody got family that's living under progressive delusion? Come on up. Come on up. Come on up right now. Let's break the spell in agreement. This is real. This is the real deal. Progressive delusion is killing people and it's taking them to hell forever. Our families are worth more. Close your eyes, please. And agree with me. In the name of Jesus. You know what? You all need to say this with me. In the name of Jesus. Today, I take my authority and I break the spirit of progressive delusion over my family. Now, in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit. Now I ask you. Wake them up. Intervene. In their mind and their heart. Help them hear you. And hear your truth. And give me an open door to speak into their life about Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, we expect things to change and open up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, go and see the prayer team up here, Johnny and Kitty. They'll take good care of you in faith. Have a blessed week.